A total solar eclipse will appear in the sky in April, and Guelph school boards are working with Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health to plan any potential next steps on how to approach it from a safety standpoint. The solar eclipse is on April 8 between 2 to 4 p.m. Coverage of the moon over the sun at its peak will be at 3:18 p.m. Around this time, students will be finished school. The Upper Grand District School Board is continuing to meet with public health and seek its advice on the solar eclipse, said Heather Loney, spokesperson for UGDSB, in an email. UGDSB is also working with Wellington Catholic District School Board. WCDSB didn't immediately respond for comment. We are focused on providing learning about this once-in-a-lifetime event. Data from experts indicates that unlike other districts, UGDSB communities are not in the direct path of the solar eclipse, said Loney. We are working with community partners to share information with the school boards to help inform their plans for April 8, said Dr. Matthew Tenenbaum, associate medical officer for WDGPH, in an email. The Toronto District School Board, Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board and Peel District School Board have rescheduled PA days to fall on the day of the eclipse. A solar eclipse is a rare and exciting event. I know many people in our community are keen to experience the upcoming one, including me. A small amount of preparation can help you ensure you get the most out of the experience, said Tenenbaum. Earth is one of the only planets that has a view of full solar eclipses, said Orbix, Royal City Science co-founder and production specialist for physics education content for the University of Guelph Physics Department. Solar eclipses happen all the time, total solar eclipses are more rare, he said. During a total solar eclipse, the moon completely blocks the sun and you can see a coronal ring around the moon from the sun, said Orbix. So the thing is, the reason that it's dangerous is because you're not supposed to look at the sun. Period, he said. He compared looking at the sun to looking at welding without protective goggles on, it's just as dangerous. Looking at the sun can cause damage to the retina, said Tenenbaum. In some cases, the damage can be permanent and cause blindness. This risk still exists during an eclipse. Even a brief look at the partly eclipsed sun can result in damage to the eyes, and this can occur without any sensation of pain, he said. The next total solar eclipse won't happen until 2144. In Guelph, the view of the eclipse is 99% totality, Orbix said. Whereas Hamilton is 100%. I'm torn, because it's unfortunate that we're not in totality. And that's the really unique thing to get an opportunity to see. But for all intents and purposes, you know, it's going to be that once-in-a-lifetime event for most people, Orbix said. If the weather is cloudy, don't have eclipse glasses to see it. Orbix suggested viewing it through the NASA livestream. Tenenbaum had the same recommendations. The solar filters meet a specific worldwide standard, which is why they are safe to use to view the eclipse. Regular sunglasses or homemade filters are not safe to look at the sun with, he said. He noted children may need extra supervision during eclipses and parents are encouraged to teach them about eye safety. In the coming months, Orbix will be posting videos about eclipses on the University of Guelph Physics YouTube page, which can serve as educational videos for the school's boards.